Here's a quick recap of what shows up most clearly in your report right now. Anne and Martin, this is meant as a calm read of where your partnership is steady, where it rubs, and what small moves tend to help. The overall feel is grounded. You share a preference for the familiar over constant novelty. You both value quiet, and you find your way back to each other after hard moments. That shared baseline is doing a lot of work underneath the friction you'll recognize. Let's start with what's working, because it's real. Both of you often need alone time to recharge, and neither of you reads the other's quiet as rejection. You can sit in the same house, doing different things, and still feel connected. Martin, your calm under pressure is a genuine asset. When the household gets loud or stretched, your tone holds and your overview holds. Anne, your follow-through is equally load-bearing. You stick with routines and tasks even when it's difficult, and a lot of family life rests on that consistency. Medium pause. And both of you express warmth, just in different registers. Anne more openly and actively, Martin more steadily. When each of you recognizes the other's style is genuine, rather than measuring it against your own, the care lands on both sides. Maybe the strongest thread, though, is repair. Both of you lean toward talking things through after a disagreement, and neither of you lets things calcify. That instinct is one of the most protective things a partnership can have.
Now to the friction that shows up most. It's the one around planning. Anne, you need to know what Saturday looks like. Martin, you can genuinely wait and see. In everyday life, this often looks like a calendar moment, a weekend with visitors, a question about the kids' schedule. Anne asks a concrete question, something like, what time are we leaving? Martin gives a flexible answer, something like, whenever works.
And then the loop tightens. Anne asks again, a little sharper, because the flexible answer doesn't give the overview her nervous system is looking for. Martin, you feel cornered. The question suddenly has a weight it didn't seem to have, so you either commit vaguely or go quiet. Anne reads the quiet as him not caring about this part of your life, and the reactivity climbs. Martin's calm, at that point, reads as distance rather than presence. Neither of you is doing it wrong. You're meeting the same moment with two different operating systems, and the gap is where the friction lives. The way out is naming the difference as a real thing, not a character flaw, and meeting somewhere in the middle.
A second loop worth naming is the ledger. Martin, you're very aware of whether things feel fair between you. Anne, you tend to finish things and hold a lot of daily operations. It often surfaces on a Sunday evening recap. Anne mentions something she carried that week, and Martin either hears an implicit criticism or counters with something of his own that went unnoticed. Anne's tone sharpens because her follow-through feels invisible. Martin gets quieter and more precise because his fairness sensor is firing.
Anne experiences the precision as cold accounting. Martin experiences the sharpness as dismissal. The conversation drifts from the specific thing into sweeping claims neither of you actually wants to make. Recognition and fairness are different needs here, and both are real.
On repair and small next steps, a few concrete things tend to help. A weekly 20-minute calendar sync, same time each week, so Anne gets the plan she needs, and Martin commits to specifics for the week, not the month. The point isn't to overplan life, it's to give Anne's nervous system a rest from having to ask three times. Alongside that, a recognition round, once a week. Each of you names one thing the other did that you noticed.
small, specific, not performative. A depletion signal helps too. A word or short phrase that means, I'm running on empty. This isn't about you. When it's said, the other gives about 15 minutes of space before checking in. And Martin, initiating physical affection once a day in a small, low-stakes way, a hand on the back, sitting closer on the couch, tends to even out the closeness asymmetry over time without turning it into a project. And receiving it without commenting on it being new lets it settle. Treat the rest of your report as a reference you can come back to when a particular week gets loud. The shape is already there. Two people who agree on the quieter version of life, who come back to each other, and who are learning to translate between two different speeds.